It's the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He is one of the greatest guitarists on the planet. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of the Police, and he's the author of a new book, Fretted and Moaning, Short Stories. We are going to visit with Andy Summers. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And Andy, I read the book. There were quite a few naughty words, so I hope we can have a PG-rated conversation here on the radio.
It's going to be difficult, but I'm going to try.
Fretted and Moaning is the book. You certainly don't need to be a musician to enjoy these stories. I think if you are and you played a lot of weird venues, it's even more entertaining. How many of these are extrapolated from your career as a gigging musician?
Yeah, well, I'd say they'd all come out of the life, not entirely. Some of them are actually pure imagination, but yeah. I'd say, you know, a good percentage, you know, I pulled on little anecdotes, things I've been through, things people have said to me, and well, you know, I've kept the notes and, you know, then developed them into these stories. So, but they're based on a life lived, yes.
One of the stories, you have someone taking the headstock of a bass guitar and biting clean through the wood. It's such a unique visual, I couldn't get that out of my head. Is that pure fiction, or is that loosely taken from an actual event?
Well, I think you need to think about that, actually. I have actually I've had one of my guitars attacked by someone's teeth, and I still have the mark. It was actually a quite famous person, so I'm keeping it. I'm not repairing it, so I think you got to be prepared for anything out there if you're going to be a musician.
Well, I was planning to drop some money on a Hofner to teach myself bass. Should I go for a Fender instead with a sturdier build?
Well, you know, you get into quite a good conversation there about, you know, well, Paul played a Hofner and, you know, this is the original sound. I don't know. I mean, frankly, I would go for a Fender. I'm a Fender man. I have many Fenders, and I love playing at the moment in my own musical life. I actually do enjoy picking up the beautiful Fender fretless jazz bass. Boy, that's a sound. Yeah, great.
Now, clearly you're talented as a writer, as a storyteller, and your career as a solo artist or outside of the band, you've recorded mostly instrumental albums. Is it easier for you to tell a story with music or to tell a story with prose?
Well, musically, I'd like to, in my own life as a guitarist, I like to make pretty advanced, I don't know, what's the right word, you know, instrumental music, which is really, because I started off as a kid in playing jazz. That's what I was into. I was into Wes Montgomery and Kenny Burrell and people like that when I was 15 years old and copied loads of their solos. So that was the basis for my career as a guitar player, and of course later on it went into all kinds of other music, obviously rock and pop with the Police. And you know, I think one of the marvelous things about the Police is that we managed to draw together rock, pop, blues, Brazilian, Indian music. It's all in there one way or the other, but that makes for its unique quality. And in terms of prose, I think, you know, my education and all my information has been as a musician. So I have crossed into a couple of other mediums to try my hand, if you like. And the information that I use is what I've got from music. So if I'm writing, I'm looking for sort of a musicality in the phrasing, the way sentences are constructed, and things like that. I mean, you know, maybe I have a talent for writing as well. Who knows? I'm not the one to say. But I think that's the condition that I'm looking for, music.
Well, that's interesting. If when you're writing prose, you're looking for the sound and the rhythm. So does that come in a way from experience writing lyrics? Is that a different process, or is it similar in setting up the rhythms?
I don't think it really comes from writing lyrics, although I have written many thousands of lyrics in my life. Generally, pop song lyrics on a page do not look so good. They don't look like great writing, but when they're sung, they become something else. You don't have to have very intellectual, cerebral writing for a song, a pop song necessarily, because it doesn't always work that way. It's the sound that the voice makes. You have to, I mean, yeah, it's obviously good to write a meaningful lyric that has something, but things that really stay with people, I think, are the ones that songs that technically sing really well, and that's because of the combination of vowel sounds, etc.
And I don't want to get too inside for our listeners, but, you know, as a guitarist, and here I get to talk to one of the greatest, you have a couple of stories that pivot upon the introduction of a seventh chord. Do you and major sevenths have a history or a contentious relationship?
I like the question. Do I and major seventh chords have a history? That's great. Well, of course, you know, when you get to your first major seventh as a kid, probably the real fancy one you can play is something like, I don't know, the C major seventh, which is a simple shape. It's almost in a diagonal across the neck of the guitar. And, of course, it's what we call a movable shape. So you can move it up and down at will, you know, if you get enough, as you get the technique to do it. It's a very, you know, harmonically, it's a simple chord. It's just a C chord, but you drop the tonic note, the C, down a step or one fret, if you like, to be natural, the major seventh of the scale. But yeah, these are early steps. But you know, I know when you're learning the guitar, and once you've got out of the few open chords, simple triadic major chords, and then you finally hit a seventh chord, you feel like more sophisticated.
I just know when I was learning guitar, my life changed when I learned D7. It's like, oh, it's an upside down D. It's such a great passing chord.
Well, yeah, once you get E, A, and B7, you're on the road to heaven, basically.
Fretted and Moaning Short Stories, that's available now for pre-order at andysummersbook.com. Andy, it has been an honor. Thank you for all of your timeless music, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you. Good questions. Thanks.